In this episode, details, details. It's all in the details. Or is it? Or is it?
Or is it? I don't know. I don't know. Let's find out.
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, testing, testing. Test, test, test. Beesh, beesh, beesh. Testing, testicles, motherfuckers. Testing, testing, testing. Testicles, testicles. Testing, testing, testing. Welcome everyone to episode 928 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beardcast, broadcast, gamecast, mancast, pimpcast, sleazecast, slaycast, man beastcast in the room. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What the fuck is up, everybody? What is going on? Like and share the podcast. There are far too few of you fuck nuggets watching right now. For shame. Let's go. Get on the train. What is the good word, Facebook? What's a good word, Shitstagram? You glitchy motherfucker. What is going on? What's a good deal? What's a good deal? What's a good deal? What's a good deal? Got the coffee, got the cold brew, and I'm ready to have an awesome, awesome fucking day. Am I ready for Gainsgiving? I'm ready to do the same shit that I do every single day, is continue on my path. I'm flabbergasted by all the people that are just like just fucking punching out, right? It's another day on the calendar. I'm gonna fucking eat everything. It's such a weird holiday. Thanksgiving is such a weird holiday, you know? It's built upon just fucking genocide and built upon genocide and just eating the foods. The one time of year where we just eat things that have nothing to do with anything that we normally do in our life. You never eat anything around Thanksgiving, you know, any other time of year. When else do you have cranberry sauce? Ugh. When else do you put, I'm going to put some cranberry sauce on this meat. The only reason for cranberry sauce is because turkey is some dry ass fucking meat. It's the weaker meat. Eat some grass fed beef, motherfuckers. If you really want to make some gains, you go for the beef. Oh, goodness. Come on, isn't that true? The only reason for all that sauce and gravy is because turkey is dry as shit. If you can't eat something straight as it is, it's not that good. If you got to cover it in something else, maybe you probably should be deciding to eat something else. Just a thought. Just curious. Just an opinion. Just thinking outside the box. Gotta love that box. Oh, God. What we got going on Instagram? What's going on, peoples? What's going on? Can't pin a comment again. Big surprise. There we go. Would I ever use medical marijuana if I had a bad muscle injury for the pain? I don't know. Would you? I don't give a shit what you do. These questions, man. Would I ever? I don't know. Maybe. Or I would fix the injury so I wouldn't have pain. I wouldn't have to cover it with some kind of, I don't know, pill, smoking, whatever it is. I don't care what you do. Would I ever? Don't worry about what I would do. What would you do? If you have a muscle injury, why do you have a muscle injury? Fix the injury. Heal. Whatever you do for pain management, that's a good place to start, though. If you have pain, right? And that's an interesting concept, pain management. Well, if you have pain, first off, why do you have the pains? You have an injury. Why do you have the injuries? Fix the problem. Fix the reason why you got the injury in the first place. And then rest. Heal. It's better than taking Tylenol or ibuprofen. I'm sure of it. It'll be legal everywhere soon, and then you can just do things. No one asks, is it okay to take ibuprofen? I mean, you shouldn't. It'll fuck your shit up. Is it okay to drop a nuclear weapon into your gut? I don't think so. Turkey has lots of protein. So does beef. So why only go with the beef? It's got more nutrients. Omega-3s, CLA. It tastes better. Your body is telling you that it's just a better meat because it's just much more delicious. You can eat whatever the fuck you want. You can eat turkey. It's not going to kill you. I mean, most turkey is going to be farmed and low quality just out of how it's produced. No one's really getting, and you don't have a lot of people get out there getting wild turkey and getting actual. Yeah, turkey does taste like napkins so often. Even if it's juicy, even if it's cooked right, it still tastes like napkins. The white meat is just like, it's like chicken. Ugh. Give me some fat, that dark meat, not dark meat. I like beef, though. I'm a beef man. Are rest days needed? Sure. Active recovery is important. Don't just sit on your ass and do nothing. Yeah. CBD is probably valid. I know a lot of people that use it. You know, I've tried it. I don't know if I see any fucking, you know, I don't know. Some people love it. Some people don't. I don't know. It's one of those things where the placebo effect of these things are very, very powerful as well. You know, it's very, very powerful to take something that you think you're getting pain relief from, or you think that's calming you down. So with any kind of medication or any kind of management stuff, you're going to get a lot of that placebo effect, even if it does actually work. How do you determine what works? How do you determine what works? I mean, if it feels like it works, it works. That's kind of the way it works with a lot of supplements. You know, if you think it works, if you think you're getting results, if you think you're going to get improvement, you're going to get improvement. Just my two cents. A lot of questions I've been getting lately. They're vague questions and they're vague answers. So as long as you're pursuing health as natural as you can. And that's not like a pro or anti-steroid conversation. I'm talking about, don't cover your pain with medication. Don't take a pill if you have pain. Why do you have pain? It's so easy for people to just get a headache. Hey, I have a headache. Let me take a Tylenol. No. Most headaches are just from dehydration. Drink more water. Relax. Manage your stress better. A lot of that will just get solved right away, and you don't have to fill your body with chemicals. Oh, good start. Good start. Anyway, so this week, Swolenormous X, my private training site, we're doing some amazing Black Swole specials for a limited time. So that's going to start on Thursday. So for those of you that have been beating around the bush and thinking about joining, this week is going to be literally the time to do it. The holiday season, I like to reward people for jumping into fitness this time of year. It's tough. It's tough this time of year. It really is. It really is. I have on the board behind me, today's episode is titled Training Details. And on the board behind me, I have the phrase, the quaint phrase, fuck the details. And it's really a telling statement, because either people get wrapped up too much in the details or they ignore the details. And I'm going to explain the yin and the yang of it. But I always like to, but going back to what I was saying before, this time of year is very, very hard for fitness. So how many of you are staying on track this holiday season? How many of you are completely fucking swamped with stuff? Because a lot of you might have family coming in, and that could be extremely stressful and just, I don't know, it's a weird time of year. You start hanging out with family that you never see. You spend time with people that you don't really care about in many cases. Family you can't choose. Family you can't choose. Friends you can, but family you can't. So it's a strange thing. And it's a really strange thing that you hang around with people just because, like, someone fucked 60 years before. You got to hang around with some random person. It's like, oh, this is, you know, my second cousin, aunt, you know, like, I don't like that person. It's like, why am I around this person? And I know a lot of people are, you know, if you're related, it's just like you spend time. It's like, it's my family. Fuck that shit. And if I don't like you, I'm not spending time with you. I don't care what DNA might be shared. That's my two cents. But I'm really close with my family, especially my immediate family and, you know, friends and stuff. And I have a lot of friends that are much closer to me than family, you know, and a lot of you have the same situation, I'm sure. You know, the people that come into your life that are really there for you, that really care, you know, not just because arbitrary reason, because you came out of a similar womb, you support one another and you have each other's best interests in mind and heart and stuff like that. So I know a lot of you are trying to stay focused. You're going to be forced or subjected to a lot of other types of foods. You're probably going to get a lot of shit from people if you're trying to eat healthy and you're trying to stay on track. Oh, but just one. Oh, this time of year, you know, making fun of you for eating your own food or not indulging or not drinking to excess or eating to excess. This is literally Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, and I'm going to fucking say it, Thanksgiving is probably the pinnacle of why this country, this is like the Super Bowl of diabetes, Thanksgiving. We're going to pretend, oh, it's to bring family together. It's to come in a circle. It's to sell you as much genetically modified and as much fucking produce as possible. This is like Thanksgiving this week is like Black Friday or Black Week for supermarkets. You know how much money supermarkets make Thanksgiving? I can't even imagine. It's just literally a holiday around food. Literally a holiday around food. As if this country isn't morbidly obese already. We're going to have a fucking holiday every year where it's not just an excuse, right? We have 4th of July, but we grill and stuff. We pretend it's 4th of July as a reason to drink and fucking, you know, hey, 300 years ago, we're, you know, blah, 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 support the troops. And yeah, that's all important, but it's usually masked by an excuse, right? We use every single holiday as an excuse to eat and to drink. Let's just be honest. And the reasons for most of these holidays are lost, long lost. We pretend, but that's just on the surface, right? Just kind of, you know, literally just using that as an excuse to do this. Okay. And Thanksgiving is literally an excuse. The holiday is eating. The holiday is eating to excess. That's the holiday. Don't tell me that it's to bring family together to give thanks. It's to fucking just eat tons and tons of fucking food. Actions speak louder than words. People don't mean what they fucking say with that bullshit. It's just the actions, all right? Drinking, eating, pie, cake, ice cream, just tons and tons of food. All this different shit that you would never eat in another circumstance. You're just eating in excess. So this is the diabetes Super Bowl. This is the food Super Bowl. This is the obesity Super Bowl. This is the day where we celebrate eating until our fat asses fucking pass out. Isn't that true? Come on. Come on. The Super Bowl of gluttony. Isn't that the case? I'm not blowing smoke up anyone's ass. I'm not making shit up. I'm not making shit up. This is legit. This is legit. I'm just telling you like it is. Whether or not you want to hear it, whether or not you want to absorb it, whether or not you want to say, he's right. I am right. And it's not about being right or wrong. It's a straight observation. And it's an observation based on fucking reality. It's just, I'm just observing what goes on. It's a holiday literally about eating. Every other holiday, okay, Christmas, whether you believe it or not, and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all this stuff, there's always celebratory meals and there's always a certain food and you do things a certain way. But Christmas, you know, birth, whatever you believe with that stuff and, you know, presents, okay, fine. New Year's, then you have 4th of July, Easter, Labor Day, you know, everything's grilling, but it's kind of like a different reason. Thanksgiving is just, this is a holiday. We're going to give thanks, but literally it's about eating fucking food. It's about making these big feasts. And as if people need more fucking food. That's what we need in this country. We need a day where people actually eat to excess to celebrate all the other days of eating to excess. This is no different than any other day for the majority of the population. Thanksgiving is just another day. Most people eat to excess anyway. Most people have Thanksgiving 364 other days a year. This is no different. Now it's just a green light where, oh, you're not going to make fun of eating to excess. This is a part of the problem. We have a fucking holiday about around getting fat and eating till we're fucking sick. It's kind of fucked up. Kind of fucked up. Kind of fucked up, isn't it? And I'm not being Johnny Raincloud. I'm being Papa Swolio Truth Cloud. The Truth Cloud is rolling in. The Truth Cloud rolls in on the Daily Swole. And I'm just giving you the straight taint. So let's get off that topic. I'll rage more about that on Thanksgiving. And it's not because I don't want you to spend time with family. You know, spend time with people you care about. Enjoy your day, right? Because most of you are going to have a day off. If you're working, you know, working your ass off, this is a time of year where you have like, okay, I get to have a day off. I get to relax. I get to do yoga or like spend time with my family. That's great. I know a lot of you love your families and you spend time with your kids and you have off from work. It's awesome. That's great. It's great. You know, that's fine. I'm not saying don't enjoy it, but let's just look at it for what it is, right? Don't treat it like a day where you're a sick fuck. Huh? You know what I'm saying? So training details. I get tons of questions. Most of you know that. I get tons of questions, tons of questions. I get general questions. You know, things ranging from like, how do I bench more? How do I gain weight? And it's like, you can start by listening to the 1,000 fucking episodes we've done here. You can start by Googling. A simple Google will give you a billion answers. So you have people that don't put in the work that just want a simple answer and think there's a simple answer that are never going to get results just in the manner in which they ask the question. And I've said this many times, the manner in which you ask a question really reflects your intent and what you're actually going to do about it. Most people just ask a question, expect an answer. They're not going to put it into practice. Knowledge doesn't do anything. Me giving you an answer isn't going to make you put in the work. It's not going to cause you to put in the work. Most people won't do a fucking thing about it. Most people don't do a fucking thing about it. You ask me, oh, how do I get bigger? I'll tell you. Oh, okay, cool. Thanks, man. You ain't going to do shit. It's a weak question. It's a weak general question showing that you're just fishing for an answer that you probably asked 1,000 fucking people. I respond because I respond to every freaking comment, every freaking question whenever I possibly can. You know, I'm going to give you a general answer. You know, I don't really respect vague questions because it just shows that you're not putting in the basic effort to research some of this stuff on your own. You have the tools, you have the phone, you can fucking Google anything and really put in some serious work. And it's very easy to ignore the details and say, fuck the details, just do work. You know, Papa Swolio says, go to the fucking gym and do work, start putting in the effort. And then on the other hand, if you ignore the details and you just go for the general stuff, you're going to miss the important things. You're going to miss the important mindset. It's a very yin and yang approach when it comes to overall health, because you need to focus on the details. I mean, the details are important. I say fuck the details, but at the same time, you have to embrace the details, because every single day, right? I've used the analogy laying a brick every day is important. Every moment during the day is important. What are you doing during the day? What are you eating for your meals during the day? What are you doing for your training? What are you doing for your stress management? What are you doing for your mobility? What are you doing on a daily basis, on a minute to minute, hour to hour basis? Because those moments create up the day. Do they not? What you do during the day, during the hours, will make up your day. And then those days will make up your week, make up your month, make up your year, make up your decade, make up your life. And that's how it works. So you need to pay attention to the details. At the same time, you need to have the mindset and the mental approach to realize that this is a long-term play. Fitness is not a three-month shred. It's not a six-week challenge that you're going to see. Right now, that's a perfect time of year right now. Hey, join my six-week challenge. You know how much money I could fucking pull in by doing a six-week challenge to January 1st? Let's do a six-week holiday challenge, okay? Every day, you know, the 45 days of swole. You know, let's do 42 push-ups today. Let's do 41 squats. Let's do 40, you know, and use the hashtag swole challenge. That's stupid shit. All right? Those kinds of like little gimmicks don't get long-term results. I get asked, well, what if I do 100 push-ups a day or 100 squats a day challenge? So what? 100 squats and get you fucking nothing. It'll get you good at doing what? Standing up a couple times. It's more or less worthless in the long term. You know, it's borderline worthless in the short term. You need to have a strategy on a daily basis, and that has to map out over a longer term program for your overall approach and your overall goal. And it depends on what your goal is. Maybe you want to be an expert with body weight exercise. Maybe you love to do, cross training. You love to run. You love to do different things. You need to have that kind of approach with your daily training. You need to have that kind of programming undulation where you have specific days where you're training specific styles. Okay. You need to approach your fitness properly to get that set result. So most people don't really know what they want, or they have this idea or this vague concept, right? You want to look like the fucking Rock, right? Go back to that topic. Most people don't even know what they want, let alone how to approach it. You know, and that's a big, you know, that's a big split. That's a big divergence. So the details are very important, but you also have to have the mindset that the details are not important. Because when you have something that falters, when you have something that doesn't work out on a given day, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Like, just give up? Is that fucking it? You're just going to give up because something didn't go right on a Monday, because something didn't go right on a Tuesday? You're going to have a lot of shitty workouts. If you're working out 4, 5, 6, 7 days a week, you are going to have a lot of shitty workouts over the course of your career, over the course of your month and year. You're going to have workouts that suck. You're going to have workouts that aren't as good as you had hoped them to be. But you have to keep on moving. You have to keep on going. There's another one coming tomorrow. There's another one coming the next day. There's another one coming the day after that. And it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop just because you reach a goal. You got to a goal weight. So what? That's why I always encourage people not to chase a number. Don't chase a number with strength. Don't chase a number with body weight. Because once you're there, now what? Now what? What do you do then? Your goal? I have a goal weight of 120. That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. That's stupid. Your goal weight of 120. Why? Why? Why would you have a goal weight? That's a mental fucking block. That's a mental fuck. That's a mind fuck. To have a goal weight. What, so the scale tells you your worth? Here's your value. You weigh 120 pounds, you're a valuable person. It says 120. It's a very arbitrary thing to be chasing. Your digital scale will show three numbers, 120. Now I've been successful. Well, tomorrow it's going to say 121, and then it's going to say 122, and then it's going to say 119, and then it's going to say 125. It's going to fluctuate. You have to chase something stronger. You have to chase something more valuable. You have to chase something more powerful. You have to chase something that is actually going to give you feedback on your actual health, actual fitness. That's why I'm really excited when people send me messages. I post this on my Instagram story, people that are borderline diabetic, that are no longer, or diabetic and now they're no longer diabetic. They don't have these same health issues, or they had pain and now they don't have pain. You know, they're fitting into clothes, they're moving better, they feel better, they breathe better, they're performing better, they feel better about themselves. These are things that are, you can't necessarily measure all of those. You can't measure feeling better. But if you have a better mindset, it's more fulfilling. It's much more fulfilling if you change someone's mindset, because that's going to bleed into all aspects of their life. And when it comes to fitness, we usually put fitness into a box. We put fitness into a corner. We put fitness into this little section like, oh, I have my work, I have my family, I have this, and then I have my fitness over here. That's a fundamental problem. That's a fundamental problem because people are not focusing on fitness as being interwoven in every aspect of their life. Fitness has to do with your work. Fitness has to do with your family. Fitness has to do with your driving in a car. Fitness has to do with your mental health. It's everything. It's everything. It's not a separate section. It's not a hobby. It's not like, oh, okay, well, I like to play poker on Wednesday night with the boys, and fitness is kind of like, oh, I play poker, then I do fitness. No, fitness, health, it's everything. That's your life. Your life is fitness. Whether or not you love to work out in the gym, it doesn't have to be gym exercise, but fitness is your life. That's what your body needs. That's what your body requires. It's called survival of the fittest. Survival of the fittest. Basic principle of natural selection. If you are not fit, you's gonna die. And the earth doesn't want your fucking DNA anymore because you're not good enough to survive in it. That's what fitness is about. Fitness is about living healthier, longer, and more effectively. And you all have the ability to improve your fitness, including myself included. Now, we don't necessarily have to run from tigers and bears and, you know, all this stuff. You know, we have a different requirement for our health, which is why most people don't train. Most people don't excel with their fitness because you don't have to run away from, in this country, you don't have tigers roaming the streets. You don't have wild creatures that you have to hunt. You go to the supermarket, you slide your fucking card, and then you go and you leave with food. You don't have to hunt it. You don't have to worry about getting eaten by a bear. You don't. Some people do, but not everywhere. Maybe in like the plains and Africa and shit like that, you have to worry more about creatures, but not really here. Not in the United States. You know, we're spoiled. So people don't have to, we're not forced to improve our fitness. We have cars. We don't have to walk. We don't have to have cardiovascular capacity. We can just get in a fucking bus or we get in a car and then that will do the work. So we have amazing technology. We have amazing improvements, but then it makes us soft. It makes us soft. It makes us go back on our heels. It makes us avoid putting in the effort to improve our own physical fitness. And that's why we're dying. That's why the Super Bowl of diabetes is coming up. Thanksgiving. That's why we have these issues, because we're not forced in our daily life to perform. We don't have those types of jobs or requirements for survival. not required. If you're an accountant, you're not pressured to be in great shape. You don't have to be. You just got to fucking punch some numbers, right? Even doctors and medical professionals aren't required to be in great shape. So we have more of like a mental, cerebral approach to life. Most of the stuff that we do is mental. And there are people out there, a lot of you watching and listening, that have physical labor jobs. Okay, fine. But my point is, you're not surviving with that physical activity. You're not defending yourself physically from predators. You're not going out and hunting to get your food. You might be doing construction, but then you go and you buy your fucking food at the supermarket like anyone else, and you drive in your car on the way home. We are just getting soft as a species. You know, we're shifting. Technology has changed our direction. And this is that interim period when we're experiencing like live. This is live evolution. We are experiencing evolution in the moment. A major shift where technology is just exponentially increasing. And that's why there's so much disease, because this is the transition. This is the period in which the weak are falling off and the strong, or the ones that will adapt, will survive. And I'm not saying who's going to do what. You know, we're in the middle of it. This is like the beginning, the cusp. When it comes to evolution, we're talking thousands, hundreds of thousands and millions of years. But this is that period of time where our species is definitely changing with what we're doing. And a lot of people are getting affected by that with these diseases, because we're changing our food sources. We're changing our habits physically, more so, more dramatically than ever before in our history. And that's showing itself. That's exposing itself with people getting sick. Okay. More people with these diseases of excess, diabetes, diseases of excess, of having too much, of not taking care of our health. Never thought about that before, right? Didn't have to think a lot about that because food wasn't ubiquitous and exercise was more required, more daily activity, more caloric expenditure. We didn't have excess. We had famines. We had to go find food. We didn't have excess just snapping our fingertips. We couldn't order food and have it delivered to our door 24 hours a day. So it's important to focus on the day to day, but also the bigger picture. You know, we're not here for that long as an individual. We're only here on this earth for a given period of time. So it's important to understand that although we only live once, we need to understand that to have a fulfilled life, to have a healthy life, to live and do the things that we love to do long term, we need to take care of our health. So it's not a separate category. Fitness is not just a detail. Fitness is who we are. Fitness is interwoven with every aspect of our being, whether it's our job, our family. It's all about health and fitness. It's what we're eating. It's how we're moving. It's what we're doing when we're moving, how we're recovering, how we're managing our lives. So if you start using fitness and applying fitness with that mindset, and applying that and spreading it over all aspects like a blanket, kind of like an umbrella. Think of it as even a circus tent. Your entire life is underneath this tent, and fitness is covering everything. Your fitness and health, it covers everything. It's not a hobby. It's not something that you do before work or do after work. So stop separating it from everything else that you do in your life. It's not a separate thing. It is the thing. Okay? And that is the issue with calling it an industry. That's the issue with categorizing it as something else. It's life. Fitness, health is literally life. How well are you living? Are you able to do the things you enjoy doing? You can still have your own, you can still have your own interests. You can still have your own passions, but you need to be healthy and fit to be able to do them. You want to be able to be enjoying what you want to enjoy and be healthy enough to do so. Got some good comments. I don't know, Facebook. Yeah, the internet's kind of weird. Connection's been weird the last couple days. That's why I grow and I'm learning old school homesteading ways. Cool. I'm going to start saying my hobby is not getting fat. Nice. Nice. Feast on grass-fed beef. Agreed. Check some comments. New podcast subscriber. Can't wait to listen to them all. Keep up the awesome work. Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it. I read somewhere recently, I can't see the whole comment, that you can watch the timeline of how a society develops and the rise. I don't know what that cuts off. But you can see a lot of patterns. I mean, bottom line, if you start looking at things from a commercial standpoint, and technology has allowed us to do such, you know, we see all the advertisements, we see the shift, and it's just commercial, 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 commercial in terms of selling you food and selling you gifts and selling you, you know, and then we're going to have fireworks for New Year's and we're going to have this and it's going to be another holiday. And then February rolls around. It's going to be chocolates and Valentine's Day. And then it's going to be Easter. And then it's going to be 4th of July. And this is over the cycle of just keeping you fucking fat. You know, there's always things that are going to try to pull you towards food, and because it's easy. You know, the return is high. They can make a lot of money off it. It's just, we need to, on an individual level, we need to stick together, bind together, and realize that it's up to us as an individual. You can't wait for someone else to tell you how to do this. You have to start taking responsibility. That's why last week we were talking about the elimination diet. I'm literally giving you the tools so you can figure this stuff out on your own and start applying this information and figure out what's best for you. Now, what's best for you is not necessarily what's best for me, but you have to take an active approach in your life. Don't be passive. Don't just let someone tell you what to do and just follow suit. Oh, 100% whole grains. Let me eat that. Don't believe what they're fucking telling you. Don't believe what they're putting on boxes. First off, what are you eating from a fucking box anyway? It's trash. You know, don't follow this stupid marketing bullshit when it comes to food. You have to eat and pursue real healthy food. You have to exercise. You have to move. You have to do these things. Otherwise, you're going to get sick and you're going to fucking die. And you're going to die immobile. You're going to die in a fucking wheelchair in a sick bed, someone wiping your asshole. Like, you need to take this seriously. And it's harder to take it seriously when you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. I have just spent a lot of time in my life around elderly people, training elderly people, around my grandparents when they're alive. And you see the decay, you see the slow decline, you see what lack of exercise and lack of health actually does. You see what it leads to. You see that road, and it's fucking ugly. It's fucking ugly. So I'm not here on the podcast every day. I'm not trying to be negative. Quite the opposite. A lot of it can be taken as like, oh, it's not a negative view on life. It's not a pessimistic. I'm not hating on the holidays per se, but I'm trying to wake you all up because this is something that is a reality. Things are not working in your favor. Life doesn't work in your favor. These big corporations, they don't care about you as an individual. You need to care about yourself. No one's going to care more about you than you. You need to approach your life with the control that you actually have. And most people don't feel like they have control. Most people feel out of control, that they just have to succumb and eat what they're given or eat what they're offered, whatever's on the end cap, whatever's on sale. No, you have control. And one of the few things you do have control over are your food selections. You don't necessarily have control over everything else. You don't have control over the weather. You don't have control over whether someone that you interact with that day is an asshole or not. You don't have control over traffic. You have control over the food that you put in your mouth. And strangely enough, that's like one of the number, I would surprise, let's just fucking make the argument. It's the number one thing. Let's just say, I'm just making this up. That's like the top thing. The number one thing that people don't control. They just eat whatever. And that's literally one of the few things in your life that you actually have control over is what foods you choose. So of what you can control, you better damn well control the fuck out of what you eat. And those are the details. Those are the daily details that you cannot lose. You have to think about it for the long term. You have to ignore a lot of the bullshit. Ignore a lot of the naysaying, and ignore a lot of your friends, family, and people that are not on the same vein as you. They're not on the same path. They're not focusing on the same shit. They're not interested in their health. You can't save everyone. You can't save everyone, but you have to focus on yourself. You have to be selfish. You have to focus and love yourself. You have to take this interest in your own health because no one else will. Trust me. No one else will. You can lead by example with your family, but you have to do it yourself first. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't just fucking talk the talk. You better walk that shit. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me for episode 928 of the Most Muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gamecast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevecast, and Slaycast in the realm. because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. I know that the connection has been a little bit weird the last couple of days. So if it's been glitchy, just check into the podcast. Go to swolenormousx.com and you can click on podcast in the main menu and subscribe, and you'll get all the updates for the latest and the greatest. Also, make sure you're following me on Instagram. That way you can see the latest updates in my Instagram stories and the latest links and stuff in my bio. So that's the best place to see the latest updates on my content and my releases. Remember, special Swolenormous X, amazing, fucking amazing, amazing specials starting on Thursday. You know, prices are going up for Swolenormous X in January, so don't miss out on this. Literally opening the floodgates, and there's a limited number of spots available. So you'll see all the details. You'll hear more about it here, but you'll see it all at swolenormousx.com when those specials launch. And some of the major updates to Swolenormous X have just been off the fucking charts. So it is the best time of year to plug in. Do not wait till January 1st. I'm telling you, you're going to miss out, and you're just going to get fatter and more out of shape if you don't start now. That's kind of funny. It's a joke, but it's also true. Don't slack. It's just another day. It's another week. Don't let society trick you and goad you into being a fat, lazy fuck. I'm telling you, no one cares. It's okay right now, but then when the sun sets and it's the next day and it's the day after Thanksgiving, it's the day after Christmas, all of a sudden you're going to feel, oh my God, why'd I do that? Oh my God, now I gained 10 pounds. Oh my God. It's all well and good while you're stuffing your face and getting that instant gratification. And then after the dust settles, you're going to feel like fucking shit, and you know it. So don't be in denial. Wake up, fam. Wake up. I'll see you tomorrow for episode 929. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose, Papa Swole. Yo, oh, out.